Girard College's mission, I think, has changed over the years. And how would you kind of, in your own words, describe it right now?
Well, I wouldn't say it's changed so much. It's probably evolved somewhat, but it hasn't changed. The mission, which was stated in Stephen Girard's will, which was really to help underprivileged children. And even though the faces of those children may have changed, the primary premise is still the same, in which he's trying to help underserved children, underprivileged children, have an opportunity through education and being in a safe environment to really succeed.
Girard College takes a pivotal role now in MLK Day. How do you see Martin Luther King's links to Girard College?
Well, it's a very interesting intersection of two men who've had dreams of making sure that the underprivileged and the underserved were being served. Stephen Girard, our founder, whose death in 1831 revealed this incredible gift of philanthropy to help students, at that time white orphan male students, to achieve a semblance of economic stability and educational advancement, was a great, great gift. Martin Luther King, on the other hand, was looking to strive for equal attainment and civil rights. And so the intersection of those two men's lives has happened here at Girard. Martin Luther King came here in August of 1965. In fact, we're in my office here, and I have a picture in my office there, which represents the day he was here in August of 1965, because that was a pivotal moment for the integration of the school at that point.
Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
He came here in August of 1965 to support the freedom fighters who had started earlier that year, May 1 of 1965, who began the protests around the school. They had committed to walking around the school, and Martin Luther King came here and he made a statement, much in the biblical sense, that the walls of Girard would come down like the walls of Jericho. And it was a prophetic statement, because it was about 3 years later, actually in September 11th of 1968. And if you look to my right here, that's a picture of the day that the first four African-American boys walked through the gates of Girard College as students. Ironically, it was September 11th, 1968, so a little more than 3 years after Martin Luther King appeared outside the gates. But it's a great story of the intersection of two men, Stephen Girard, who had this great vision and philanthropy. And quite frankly, the fact that his will stated that it was for orphan white males was the fact that that was just a function of the times that he was in at the time. I think most people agree, and many of the students, particularly those who are here of color, would argue that if Stephen Girard were living in these times, he would make it for underprivileged students, no matter what race.
And that was after Dr. King died.
Yes. Tragically, he was killed earlier that year in April of 1968, so he didn't get a chance to see these young men. But clearly, the fact that he came here and supported that was very helpful in the struggle to integrate the school.
My understanding is that Martin Luther King did believe in the power of music to affect change. Does that resonate with you at all in terms of what you believe?
Well, I can't say what I understand about him in terms of his music, but it certainly, music has been a very important part of my life and my family. As a child growing up, it was a rule in our house that every child had to learn a musical instrument. I have two older brothers who are very, very good musicians. One was a saxophone player, the other was a trumpet player. I, who came about 8 or 9 years after them, is not as good a musician as they were, but I did fulfill my familial obligation, and I did learn to play the trumpet. I can't say that I could play the scales today, but I did learn in ninth grade to play the trumpet. And growing up around our house, music was always important. There wasn't a day going by where my mother wasn't either humming a hymn or singing a hymn. And particularly for those in the civil rights struggle, as you know, music was a very important part of delivering messages, of making sure that hope was being instilled in those who were fighting in the struggle at that time.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.